From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. The story of Alexander the Great fills entire bookshelves at the library, but only a few movie makers have taken on the epic tale. Well, that's about to change. No fewer than 4 Alexander the Great projects have been in the works over the past couple of years. Some have fallen by the wayside. Others are forging ahead in spite of the competition. Peter Bart is the editor of Variety magazine. He joins us by phone from Los Angeles. Peter, would you mind quickly running through each project for us?
There is a Oliver Stone version of Alexander the Great, which would star Colin Farrell. That's one that is supposed to go and may indeed go first. Then Baz Luhrmann, who gave us Moulin Rouge, unexpectedly wants to do an Alexander the Great, and that theoretically would star Leonardo DiCaprio. So those are two. There was a Mel Gibson version that was going to be done for HBO, but that looks like it's disappeared. And then there was also a Martin Scorsese version, and that may be in hiatus too.
So there are two main ones that are competing with one another right now.
It looks like two may get made, but you know, both of them, the idea was to make them in Morocco, where the king of Morocco was very anxious to foster a movie industry. But because of tensions over the war, some people speculate that it may be hard to lure stars and directors for purposes of filming.
Have you heard about any backroom dealings with regard to these projects, or studios putting pressure on one another to scrap the competition?
Well, there's always give and take like that. But Hollywood, for reasons that escape me, has a long history of competitive projects. For example, a few years ago, there was a picture called Outbreak got made about a virus. Another picture called The Hot Zone on exactly the same subject was going to be made. Then remember, there was Volcano and Dante's Peak. There was Red Planet and Mission to Mars. I mean, for whatever reason, it is a frequent, almost an annual ritual in Hollywood for directly competitive projects to be teed up.
When something like this happens, though, I mean, do studios deliberately work against one another? Do they try to stifle the work of the other? How does it work?
Well, there certainly have been cases where the dailies, or the rushes, as they're called, are quietly stolen by one studio so that they can see what the competition is doing.
Why would a studio greenlight a project that another studio is doing?
There is a self-destructiveness at work here, isn't there? But sometimes major stars are involved. Commitments have been made to filmmakers. I mean, if you had an Oliver Stone picture, a Mel Gibson picture, a Baz Luhrmann picture, studios want to mobilize projects with big names like that, even if there's a big risk involved.
Yeah, what about that risk? Can't it damage both pictures?
Yeah, it always does. But you have to ask, why would the studios emulate one another's ideas? There's so many amazing ideas out there. You know, is it that the studio executives are drinking the same water? Or is a community simply too incestuous? I mean, that's certainly a theory that I would support.
Peter Bart is editor of Variety magazine. He joined us from his office in Los Angeles. Peter, thanks so much.
Thank you.